Welcome back. It's time for more Chompers, your morning and night toothbrushing show. Start brushing on the top of your mouth on one side and brush the inside, outside, and chewing side of each tooth.
Three, two, one,
brush! This week on Chompers, we heard the story of Danny, who went to the dentist. And tonight, we're hearing your advice for kids who are going to the dentist for the first time. Here we go. Joseph would like to say that the dentist doesn't actually hurt. Pretty helpful. Liam says it's fun going to the dentist, and the toothpaste tastes good. And Althea says, have fun.
Yay!
But don't taste the toothpaste.
Huh?
That's confusing. Liam's dentist and Althea's dentist must use different toothpaste. Switch your brushing to the other side of the top of your mouth, but don't brush too hard. Sophie says don't be scared.
Okay.
And trust the dentist, because they know what they're doing. That's true, you have to study really hard to be a dentist and go to school for a long time, so you know what you're doing. Caspian says his dentist is really fun. You get to wear sunglasses.
Cool.
And watch cartoons and pick a treasure from a treasure box.
Wow.
But keep in mind, Champions, not all dentists have a treasure box. Switch your brushing to the bottom of your mouth and keep on brushing. Isaac says, be brave. And Mina says, be confident. Don't be afraid and don't worry.
Okay.
She also sent a smiley face with an eye winking, which makes me remember that while all of this advice is nice, it's okay to be a little afraid or a little worried. You don't always have to be brave. You can tell your grown-up how you feel. Sinon says to just relax because there's a good chance the dentist will play a movie for you. And at the end, you could get a new toothbrush and toothpaste. Switch your brushing to the other side of the bottom of your mouth and brush in little circles around each tooth. Emmy says you can bring a stuffed animal with you if you're feeling scared. Clayton says you can ask your dentist if they have a ladybug pillow to sit in so the chair isn't so big. Your dentist might not have a ladybug pillow, but maybe they'll have like a giraffe pillow or an elephant pillow. Or just a simple square pillow to sit on. Okay, that's it for Chompers tonight. You guys have shared some great advice, and I'm confident you Chompians are ready to have a great time at the dentist. Thanks so much to all the Chompians who wrote in this week and every week. And as ever,
three, two, one,
spit. Chompers is a production of Gimlet Media.